We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Plunging over, touchdown UCLA. Let him eat.
About to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line.
A keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free, has daylight. There it is! Touchdown, UCLA!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Mike Martinez is a UCLA tight end, and apparently on the side, he fills in as a hype man for his team's defense. The other day, he said, quote, "They have a lot of juice, and their mentality is just kill, kill, kill. They bring it every single play," close quote. And thankfully, that venomous defense is on our side as we welcome you in to the Bruin Insider Show. Appreciate every single one of you for listening to this fine program. Wherever you are, the most comprehensive, most entertaining source for UCLA sports happenings you will find. For former Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook alongside Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. As we get closer to the start of the football season, even more of a reason to follow us on social media. We're all on Twitter. Wayne, his handle, at Wayne Cook UCLA, Nick, N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. On the lineup today, we explore how Chip Kelly is making an extra concerted effort to have a competitive edge. Plus, we're hearing this retooled defense has some spunk, some sass, and Wayne, that's got to excite you.
Well, this is the second time in a row you've mentioned juice at the beginning of the show. All I know is that I got to imagine that if the players are anything like I am, these next couple weeks can't come fast enough, you guys. I mean, like, I'm watching too many games that don't include UCLA. It's time for the Bruins to get on the field. So I hope that they're getting after it. I hope they're getting hungry so that when the Colorado game starts, they're ready to go.
We've got a couple game times now, too. Those two Friday night games against Utah and Oregon are going to be 7:30 kicks. So once we start getting game times, we know we're getting closer. We've got a couple great conversations coming up later as well. Mac May from the women's volleyball team. She was the 2019 Pac-12 Player of the Year. She's going to stop by. We're going to get her thoughts on what the pandemic has been like for her and how the team is getting ready with several new faces on that squad. Plus, we will hear from Obi Igbo, the defensive back transfer from Stanford. He figures to have a large role in this secondary, this defense that is talking about having a lot of juice, Brian.
Yeah, and Igbo is going to open up about the challenges of being a first-generation American. He's going to talk to us about the rigors of his parents and what they had to overcome. His mom from Jamaica, his dad from Nigeria. Breathtaking stuff later in the program from Obi. But first, on the other side, we look at one particular way Chip Kelly is hoping to out-strategize his opponents this season. That's next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Experience the most mind-bending thriller of the year. Available at Redbox. From the producers of Get Out and Us, Rent, Antebellum, starring Janelle Monáe, successful author Veronica Henley finds herself trapped in a horrifying reality that forces her to confront the past, present, and future before it's too late. Don't miss Antebellum, along with other new movies, and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Coaches, like all of us, are having to adapt and come up with solutions to problems that might never have entered our headspace before 2020. Maybe at work, you've had to take on added responsibilities, or you're being forced to play more roles at home. When it comes to Chip Kelly, he's having even more scenarios to have to run through his head, and especially when it comes to outsmarting the opposition. It's archaic to think in these times that it's just because what he needs to do is, like, you know, the war in the trenches, winning that, or getting a hat on a hat. More so than ever, it's winning the numbers battle. Do you have a sufficient amount of players at each position to field your team if, say, some of those guys have to go into quarantine? Kelly wants his players in response to learn positions around them just in case of emergency. And that's why, Wayne, if we look at all the teams in the Pac-12, you can't just go to the paper and say, oh, they've got so much talent, they're the ones that are going to win the conference, because it really could come down to what team has players trained to be fluent in other positions in case they might be depleted in one area.
This is a year where coaches are going to – they're really earning their money. Like, I think having players – like, for example, we'll talk about the offensive line. they're still, you know, I read a lot. I watch the interviews. I pay attention to what people are talking about. People look at the offensive line with, you know, some important guys leaving the program and saying, you know, is this offensive line going to be good enough for UCLA to be good? And when I read and I listen and I start hearing, like someone posted today, and I don't know if I think it might have been Alec Anderson, and I don't know if he was supposed to do this, but, you know, kind of said who's running with the ones right now. But I've heard them talk about that these players are learning to play multiple positions. And the reason why is because, you know, if your center can play guard and the guard gets hurt and there's another player that can play center, you might move the center to guard, and you can kind of interchange the pieces. And so I think that's important with experience at receiver. You know, once you learn the system and the way it works, and I've always felt this should happen every year, not just one year, just because you're an X or a Z doesn't mean that you can't move in and play the slot. I think everybody on offense should know what everybody else does anyway. As a quarterback, we were always taught to do that. You always want to have a backup quarterback that's ready to go. On the other side of the ball, depth is going to be huge. You know, you look at defense, and I've said this before, but whoever the starters are on that front, the fact that there's a little bit of depth and experience really helps, and you want to be able to be interchangeable. I think the same thing about the secondary. I think there's a lot of bodies and there's a lot of people that have played multiple positions. When you read about some of the players, if you hear, like, for example, Quantrez Knight, I believe I read that he can play corner or safety. You know, you want guys like that. You want players that can play multiple positions because you might have to.
And this all comes as the Pac-12 on Monday released their game cancellation policy for the season. And just to give everyone a quick rundown here, so teams need to meet a 53 scholarship player minimum in order to play the game. And within that 53, they need to have 7 offensive linemen, a quarterback, 4 defensive tackle or defensive linemen at their disposal. And then there's the caveat, well, if you don't meet these requirements, you can't still play the game. But basically, it gives you an out if your roster is depleted. And then if games would potentially be rescheduled, potentially for that December 19th, that Saturday of championship weekend, or games could be declared no contest if it isn't deemed feasible. Obviously, the hope is that we don't get to this point in UCLA. Along with the Pac-12, so far we haven't heard any rumblings of any issues. UCLA last week released its latest update in terms of COVID testing in the athletic community on campus. No positive cases last week. And so far they've done really well. Since they started testing in June, just 16 positive cases and over 3,500 tests they've administered. That's a 0.45 percentage there. But if you listen to Chip Kelly, though, it's not something you can pat yourself on the back about, because you got to just keep doing it. Yeah. Or else it's not going to matter. So a lot of numbers there, but just wanted to give people the figures. Wayne, I feel like this interchangeability, though, it shouldn't be too difficult, at least mentally, for a lot of these guys. You alluded to it on the offensive side. I think it probably applies for both sides, though, that you need to have a sense of what's going on around you. But physically, and this will depend position by position, that's where maybe things can be challenging for these guys if they are asked to make changes. You know, the guy who plays boundary corner is going to have to do things and use his body a lot differently than the guy who might be playing safety and helping him over the top.
Well, and it's going to make them better players. Like, if they're being forced to practice and learn other positions, I mean, these guys are going to become better football players. I truly believe that. Like, if you know how a corner is supposed to play and you're a safety, it really helps you, especially if you're helping them over the top or whatever you're doing, like knowing what the guys next to you are doing. And I think all good football players do that anyway. It's just whether or not they have the skill set. You don't want to put a big kind of hitting safety and try to make him play corner when he doesn't quite have the feet that it takes to play that position. That's difficult. But you do have guys on the team that can do that, and you just have to find that. So I'm with you. Everything that you're saying is kind of funny. One thing, as I was thinking about, is it really doesn't matter what you've done up till now. It matters what you've done the last time they test you before you get to play. You know what I mean? Yep. I mean, it just, and you can have one kind of screwed up week where a couple people do things they're not supposed to do. And we've talked about that on previous shows, making sure the players kind of follow the protocol and do the right things. And shoot, you don't even know. Look at what happened to Nick Saban. Nick Saban had a false positive. He tested positive. That kind of thing can happen too. And that's crazy too, that where you might end up not having enough players and you find out later it was a false positive. There are so many different factors. And I've heard Chip Kelly talk about this too. You just kind of have to be ready for the, the unexpected, because you're probably going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, there's so many different things that you plan for, you study as a coach, and there is even more that is being thrust your way that you've never had to deal with before. That's the voice of Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. This is the Bruin Insider Show. Greg Dulcich the other day also spoke about the interchangeability of, look, if we have two tight ends out there, both of us in the tight end position would know what we need to do if we need to fill the role of somebody else. And he spoke about the wide receivers. All those guys know their route trees. But again, it's the physicality that separates it. Maybe you know schematically what you need to do if you have to move over to a different position. But there's technique involved at a different position that you might not be used to. And Wayne, it's not like you'll see a quarterback go to some other position. I think you won't see
Dorian played receiver in high school. If they ever need, you know, if they were desperate enough, could you see bringing Yankoff to play quarterback and Dorian slipping over to receiver? I think that might be fun. I think that might be fun anyway.
Yeah. I just don't think we're going to see Antonio Maffi at quarterback. I don't think we're going to see that. But and Antonio Maffi certainly on the offensive line. He's an impeccable piece to what the Bruins are doing there. And then Chip went on to say, Wayne, that look, he's even thought about it. What happens if I happen to come down with it and could be asymptomatic, but he might have to take a game off? It seems, Wayne, that he feels comfortable that Justin Fry could step in as the offensive coordinator. And a lot of guys that you hear from players, they adore Justin and the energy and the chemistry and the camaraderie that he brings in the locker room.
Well, this is why I'm not concerned about the offensive line like maybe some people are. I just think he's a great coach. I think Coach Kelly sees something in him too. I think, as you know, whether it's being offensive coordinator, you know, line coach, just a guy on the team that the players rally around. I watch his interaction with the players on the sidelines. I'm pretty sure, you guys, and this is where I'm confused in life, and I'm going to admit it. I'm pretty sure that Coach Kelly said he already had it. So if you and I know there's circulating rumors that maybe you could get it again. I mean, I swear there's so much that we don't know, and people throw out stuff like maybe you can catch it twice. I don't know. And so if that were to happen, and I believe this as well, Alabama would have won that game last week, whether or not Saban was on the sidelines or not. I truly believe that. I think if you're a coach of a team, on game day, yes, you have to decide when to punt, when to go for it. You do make some crucial decisions, and you're also a leader. But for the most part, if you've coached those guys year-round and they don't know what you expect on game day, then you haven't been a very good coach. And I think if you listen to Saban talk about it, he'd tell you the same thing. These players are ready to go whether I was there or not. I love Coach Donahue back in the day, and I love Coach Homer Smith, my two coaches that I listen to the most. But if they weren't there on a game day because of something, could I have still played? Absolutely, because of the way they coached me. It's actually a testament to them. It's not like they're not important on game day, but if you coach the way you should on game day, I think your players should be prepared.
Yeah, no question, Wayne. When you think about the repetition at practice, the muscle memory, all of that would play into them performing well. Coming up, a lot of the football players on the Bruins are seeing this new edge, this new bite to the defense. And on the other side, what's led to all the buzz surrounding that D? This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. She hit the floor. She hit the floor. Next thing you know,
she got low, low, low. Love getting prices that are lower than low on backyard favorites like grill-ready hamburgers and fresh-picked strawberries? Then shop at Ralph's. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love. With tools like the Ralph's app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales. Plus, rewards like fuel points, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Ralph's. Fresh for everyone.
This is the College Football Rewind.
10-5, give it 6!
The kick is good!
And the Longhorns win!
This is what big-time college football is all about.
Taking you beyond the box scores to relive the emotions from the Saturday that was in college football.
Got it! Touchdown, Penn State!
Right pylon, touchdown, Washington!
It's the College Football Rewind. Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports Now.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
You run into any UCLA football player, and they all are salivating over their defense. They say it's got some dog in them, and it might be that D, one of the worst-kept secrets in the Pac-12. Players see it much differently, much improved from a season ago. And I know Nick Cope is going to join us in a moment to lay out the new look and all the hype surrounding this upcoming season. But Wayne, if we could backpedal to last year, defensively speaking, what prevented that side of the football from being as good as they could have been?
Oh, my gosh. Everything. I mean, it was a lot. And again, you guys, I don't want to be negative here, but I'm not a big fan of, like, you know, you don't win games on social media. You don't win games on hype. There needs to be something fundamentally that changes. And this group needs to believe, like, really believe. Like, there's a difference. There's a difference between, like, saying you're going to be good and, like, really when you step on the field thinking, like, we're good. Like, we can do this. And so, you know, I've talked about it in past shows. And I know we're going to listen to Obi Igbo talk later. I love the idea of having a graduate transfer who's played a lot of games. And one of the things that I love about all the transfers that we got, whether it's Britton Brown, whether it's Quantrez Knight, whether it's Paul Groton, all of these guys were good players at the previous schools. They all played. They all put up numbers. They're all good. And they're all grown men. When you look at this defense and you look at the players, the two deep on the defensive line, whether it's Abonya, Manoa, Odighizuwa, Isibor, Andrus, Jackson, you were looking at a lot of juniors and seniors. I love that. Okay. And you know, linebacker's been one of the question marks. You know, we're looking at maybe a little bit younger. You've still got Pitts and Toyaloa are older, but Bo Calvert's a redshirt sophomore. Carl Jones is a sophomore. Who knows how good Damian Sellers or any of the other freshmen coming in could be. But then in the secondary, it's deep too, and there's a lot of experience. But again, that doesn't win games. You know, I love experience at this level. I think it matters a ton. But they have to be able to put it all together and on the field. And they haven't shown it. And you guys, I mean, like, listen, when you're ranked in the triple digits on defense, that's bad football. That's a struggle. So what I really want, because I think the offense is going places. I think they've been getting better and better and better. If the defense can step it up and improve to be solid. And, you know, and again, for everybody that's playing, I want you to be the best defense in the country. If I'm on this team and I'm listening to me right now, be like, Cook, you shut up. We're going to dominate this year. Good. I want you to. That's what I want you to think. And then when they get on, they just have to play that way. They have to play with their hair on fire. They cannot take plays off. You know, I mean, I hate to say this, but, like, there's a player that may or may not have been, you know, with UCLA before that I've watched on TV. And I'm watching this person take plays off. I'm watching them not give everything on every single play. I want players to give everything on every single play. And if we can get that out of these guys and they're smart, they're doing what's right, and they're giving everything on every single play, then this defense will go places. That's really important.
Well, I thought it was very telling what Obi Igbo said over the weekend when talking to the media. He said it seems like the defense hasn't had this much fun, energy, and general competitiveness going on in a long time, and I thought that was really telling. Wayne, I want to go a little bit deeper, though, because We've alluded to it. You know, there's talk, there's thought that this defense will look different schematically, that Brian Norwood, the new defensive backs coach, has brought in some new philosophies, some new principles to install. And in listening to some of the defensive backs talk this past week, I was trying to read between the lines, and I got a little bit of an idea, I think, what we might be able to see here in the next couple of weeks. I want to know your thoughts. They're talking a lot, Stephen Blaylock specifically, about being more aggressive in coverage, that they're doing a lot more ball drills, attacking one-on-one and receivers. They're playing up on the line more and doing drills related to that, as opposed to last year where they're playing off the ball more. And so what's been maybe the biggest area of concern for this defense over the last couple of years? I think most people might say the pass rush.
Yeah.
And I think in the past, when you've got the defensive backs sitting back and keeping guys in front of you, you're more susceptible to the dink and dunk, the short passes, and you're not going to get to a quarterback when they're getting the ball out in a second or so. So maybe if you've got a more aggressive attacking secondary, that's going to take away some of those short throws, that then that's going to allow the guys up front to get home a little bit more. I also wanted to add one little thing here that Obi Igbo talked about that I thought was interesting as well. He said a lot of the weight training they do is speed development. And we saw a little bit of that last year, right? We saw them go a little bit lighter up front and more speed guys to rush the quarterback. And perhaps we're going to see that across the entire defense as well. So are you buying what I'm selling here, Wayne?
Yeah, I am. And I listened to the Blaylock interview as well. And I thought it was interesting because he did talk about being more aggressive, and I'll get to that in a second. But he also mentioned, you know, when they were pressing him, when the interviewers were pressing him on changes, you know, everybody wants to go to that five defensive back look, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, first of all, if you play in the Pac-12 and you play some of these spread offenses, you're a nickel or dime, like, a lot anyway, because you have to be. So it's not like that's brand new. The teams have the ability to do that anyway. But Blaylock did. I liked what he talked about. And again, and you nailed it. You said it really, really good, because as a quarterback, if you want to play man against me, good luck. Like, good luck. Like, if you can't get to me, I'm going to kill you. Like, I can throw anything I want to against man. Any crossing route, any fade ball, any slant, I've got, pick it. I used to look at my receivers, Kevin and JJ, and be like, you want to run man? Good. And if you blitz, there's a hot route involved, and if you can do it right and you're accurate, you make big plays. So if you're going to come up and play tight coverage, which I love, by the way, because I tell you what, if you ask the question, what was the biggest problem? It's third down. You can't, you know, I've watched too many games where third down comes up and you're like, oh my gosh, here it comes. And the next thing you know, it's first down. And it's just frustrating, and it wears the defense out. So if you're going to play more aggressive, you nailed it. You have to make sure the quarterback doesn't have too much time. If the quarterback has too much time, then that will backfire on you. So I'm with you 1,000%. I love the idea of being more aggressive, because, you know, I would rather die fast every once in a while and give up a big play than do it over and over and over again throughout a game. I don't know if that makes sense, what I just said, but like, to have long, sustained drives where they just keep
You're talking death by 1,000 cuts versus...
Exactly. Yeah, that to me is really, really frustrating. So I like it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I think it's going to come down to that pass rush. You know, make quarterbacks uncomfortable. And it's not like, you know, this year is interesting. I don't think the Pac-12 is loaded with quarterbacks. I mean, yeah, there's a few out there, but there's some unknowns, and it'll be interesting to see. And when you play unknown, you know, quarterbacks with maybe not that much experience, you know, shoot, Dorian's got as much experience as most out there. So, which bodes well for UCLA.
This is the Bruin Insider Show. That's Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley here. And Wayne, my next question for you is, we have this symbiosis here with, you've got Jerry Azzanero and Brian Norwood, both manning co-defensive coordinator positions here. What is it like, do you think, as far as how they split their responsibilities, and how does that change the dynamic of trying to get everybody on the same page?
I have been around this team for a long time now. This coaching staff, they seem like they like each other. They seem like they get along. They seem like they work really well together. They're personable. They're not, you know, I've been through coaching staffs that like are paranoid. You know, this group is confident in what they do. You know, and I get a chance to talk to a lot of them before games. I absolutely think there's going to be zero problems. I mean, Jerry Azzanero has been around the block a few times, you guys, and I can promise you, you don't last a long time in the coaching profession if you're not willing to listen and learn to other people's ideas. It's real. I mean, shoot, we can learn about that as a society, to be open-minded that, hey, maybe there's a better way to do this. And I, trust me, I guarantee you, Coach Norwood is also, you know, listening to what Jerry Azzanero is saying. Saying, well, I can learn from him too. That's just, it's part of this profession. And I think these guys are going to work well together. I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. I think you see it on offense too, right? You see Coach Fry, we talked about, as the offensive coordinator, and we know Chip Kelly's very involved in what the offense does. They work together great. So I don't think it'll be a problem at all.
I think the three of us on this Brood Insider show work together pretty well. And we are going to revisit with Wayne later on in the hour. But we've got some student athletes to check in with, some celebrities visiting us on the program. Obi Igbo, the defensive back for UCLA, will join us later on in the hour. But first coming up, Mac May, the reigning Pac-12 Volleyball Player of the Year, who has led her team back into prominence. She's used to hammering sets on the court. After the break, we'll set her up with questions that highlight her brilliance, including how has she used volleyball as therapy in the last 7 months. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Make it a Redbox night with an edge-of-your-seat action thriller that can't be missed. Rent Ava, starring Jessica Chastain. Ava is a notorious assassin who travels the globe specializing in high-profile hits. However, when a job goes dangerously wrong, she is forced to fight for her own survival. Rent Ava, along with other new movies tonight. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations. Stream on your smart TV or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
While UCLA football is gearing up for their season to begin in November, Bruin women's volleyball waiting until the next calendar year as they are slotted to begin their year in January. And middle blocker Mac May, the reigning Pac-12 Player of the Year, join us. She is the centerpiece of this burgeoning team. She is with us now on the Bruin Insider Show.
Mac, where have you found peace during these challenging last 7 months?
Good question. Peace. Well, the last couple months, it's been amazing to get a little bit of volleyball in. Before that, it was just kind of working out on my own, trying to stay positive and kind of look forward to now, and especially when season starts rolling around. But I knew I was kind of keeping myself where I needed to be and doing the most that I could. So I wasn't beating myself up too much about it, but it's been tough. And especially volleyball wise, because you can't refine any of your skills if you're not in a gym. But thankfully we're back, and so my peace has been restored.
So it looks like now the season's going to start for you guys mid to late January, with the NCAA tournament coming mid to late April. So as you guys just got back on the court recently, how is that going to change your run-up to the season? Or is the timing going to kind of work out for you guys with a couple months lead time?
I think the break was really good for a lot of us, injury-wise. So looking forward to season now, I think right now is a great time for us to be able to train and just get back to where we were, because we've been so far behind other teams in getting back into the gym and getting back to training and getting clear to do all those things. And so I think the timeline is actually going to work out great, and especially finishing, we'll start our spring season, finish, and then we'll get to turn around and start playing again. And so I think it's going to actually work out great. And I was a little worried about it, and now I'm actually just very excited.
Mac May is with us, UCLA volleyball standout. She is on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Mac, how has your view on the college experience as a whole, your time at UCLA, been altered or been impacted in these last 7 months? And how have you grown and matured because of what's taken place?
Well, I feel like now that I'm kind of nearing the end of my time here, I've been actually reflecting on this a lot and thinking about how I came in as just a little freshman. I had no idea what to expect the next couple of years I was here. And so now looking back at everything and having so much 7 months off, I've had a lot of time to be like, wow, I had a great first 3 years here. We worked so hard on the team, and we've come so far along in team culture, in playing, in everything. And then now we're going to have the opportunity to kind of refine that, keep it going, and have two more seasons with that too, because we get an extra year due to the COVID year. And not even volleyball wise, I feel like I've matured a ton. I just thinking about how I would have handled this if I was a freshman is just kind of a scary thought. I think I would be very lost and just scared, have no idea what to do, because now that I'm kind of situated in myself and situated into kind of my plan and where I want to go with everything, it's been pretty calming to be like, okay, let's take a step back and think, what can we do that will benefit us in the next couple months? Not that I'm freaking out and panicking about what the present situation is like. Instead, I've been thinking, okay, if I do this now, then it will benefit me later. And I have to kind of think of the long game. And I think that's something I didn't know how to do when I was younger. And so it's just crazy, because I feel old on this team, first of all, which is so crazy. We have so many freshmen and so many new people. I feel like a grandma. But it's been really fun to have everyone in the gym and kind of teach them how we play volleyball and how our systems work and how our team runs. And so it's like every day I go to practice, I'm so excited to be there, and it's just much fun now. So yeah.
Talking about growth and maturity, we've seen that from you now, culminating with earning that Pac-12 Player of the Year honor last year. And then you just talked about feeling like a grandma with all these young, new players around you. So kind of getting that accolade and then having all these new people come in, how does that affect how you approach this season now?
I definitely feel like a veteran. I feel like, okay, like this is routine for me. And so I've been just kind of approaching things like I know how to do these things. And so now I can kind of help others learn that also, but also I can refine my own skill, my own touch on the ball and my own fundamentals, everything. I kind of know where I am and how to like tweak little things. And so I don't feel like a grandma in the sense where I'm where I'm old and brittle, but I feel out with. I can help them learn things that they may have not known before. The people that I'm in are great competition, and I feel like we're constantly pushing each other in the gym. Every day, it's like a dogfight. Like, we are so competitive, and we're working hard, and once the competition's over, it's like, okay, hey, I noticed that you did this. I think this would have worked better for you. So all around, we've been pushing each other, helping each other, and it's been, I think, like a couple weeks, and I feel like we've made so much progress.
Mac, we are stoked for you to get back on the court, to be with your teammates, and to dominate and return this program like you have done to its prominence, its rightful place. We appreciate you and know that after UCLA, you are going to channel your love of volleyball into something very special. Mac May, thanks so much for the conversation here on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thank you so much, guys.
Powerful, profound words from Mac May, Nick. And what I found so telling and mature of her is when she reflected on how she would have handled this sports pause differently if she was a freshman. And she said, you know, I don't know how I would have done it. And it seems now she's learned, and she sort of described this as not being so emotionally reactive, but being there and realizing, okay, I can find ways to get around what's going on and solve problems. And I want to add one more thing, and that is you can tell that she will never again take going to practice for granted ever.
No way. And I'm glad you brought that up, because she's able to recognize that she perhaps wouldn't have handled it as well as a freshman. But now, as the lone senior on this team, I'm sure at the same time that she knows that she can now help all those freshmen that are coming into the program. They've got six of them. They've got a couple transfers coming in as well. She got eight new faces on that team. And now she's going to be the leader for this group. That played really well down the stretch last season. They made the second round of the NCAA tournament. They swept USC. They had to move on from some productive seniors, Savvy Simo, Callie Thompson, Jenny Moser, all graduating. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Mac May helps bring these six freshmen, a couple of new transfers. How do they fit in and mesh with everything else going on? They've got a few months to figure it out before the season gets started, somewhere around mid to late January.
Yeah, it'll be here, though, before you know it. And as we have seen what Mac May has done for successive years in Westwood, we are about to see what UCLA defensive back Obi Ibu is about to do on the field for this Bruin football team. He's coming over as a grad transfer. He's joining us next, and one of the questions we're going to ask him is, when did he have a sneaky suspicion the Pac-12 would reverse course and make a fall football season possible? Plus, he reveals the hardships his parents overcame, his dad from Nigeria, his mom from Jamaica, and how they made it to America. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
The passion.
Kilo 25, first down, 20, 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting bled, down he goes.
The speed.
Doubled, and it's going to be, oh my.
The best in college football.
Toward the end zone, got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon, put the ponies in the barn. Over the shoulder, get 30, 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen on Saturdays this fall on College Sports Now on TuneIn.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Wayne Cook will be with us in just a moment, but just the other day, Chip Kelly had a teleconference briefing the media on what's going on with the program. The voice of the Bruins, Josh Lewin, asking coach during the seminar how Chip integrates transfers and gets them up to speed on coaching philosophies, especially when they come from high academic institutions like Britton Brown of Duke or Stanford's Obi Igbo. Chip said, "We don't want them to unlearn anything, but they'll need to add on to what they already know." Obi Igbo, Mr. High IQ himself, is here now on the Bruin Insider Show. Obi, when did you first suspect the Pac-12 might change their decision and actually have football in the fall?
That's a good question. I think, you know, we started hearing rumblings about the Big Ten, and I knew a few guys that were kind of in those group chats and in those movements, and they were saying that, you know, there might be a possibility that we were going to play. And like COVID-19 and anything during this time, I've just been taking everything one day at a time. So I was here, you know, there's a lot of misinformation that's going on, right? So I was hearing a bunch of things, but, you know, it started to look promising. So I'm not sure when exactly, but, you know, I just kind of took every day as it was and kept working hard, and we finally got the good news. So now we're happy.
If I'm not mistaken, you're a first generation American, your mom from Jamaica, your dad from Nigeria. What have your parents told you about their plight in coming to the United States?
That's a good question. You know, my mom grew up in Kingston, and I'm not sure if you know anything about Jamaica, but Jamaica is a third world country, and, you know, they didn't have a lot. And my dad grew up in Nigeria, the same thing. They didn't have a lot going on, but they knew, They had a goal in mind that coming to America could definitely lead to a better life for themselves and their children. So I think they came to America with that in mind. And my mom came here on a scholarship, and she's now a clinical pharmacist working, and my dad is a network engineer. So the adversity that they went through was secondary to them. It didn't matter, because they knew that they wanted to have a better life than how they started. And I think they've instilled that into me pretty well, those values.
High achieving is genetic in your family. Look at what you've done so far, and you've made the move from Stanford to UCLA. How did Chip Kelly give you that warm welcome when you first arrived on campus?
I think they've done a good job. They've taken care of me and all the grad transfers and all the guys coming in. I think they made it very comfortable for me. I have a good living situation. I'm living in the graduate apartments with my roommate, Britton Brown, who's another graduate transfer. So they put me in a good living situation. The food every day has been amazing, and we've gotten meals every day since I've been here. You know, they took care of me as far as scheduling with the UCLA School of Law and how I'm doing classes and how I'm, you know, doing that with football in conjunction with football. And so we scheduled that, and they're making sure that I'm on top of everything, and I have the right tutors and professors in that regard. And gosh, there's so many different things. I got the number 20 that I wore at Stanford. So there are a bunch of different things that they've done for me, but I think I'm well acclimated to the university now, and I'm feeling really good about the decision.
Obi Igbo joining us on the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA defensive back. Obi, what's the latest thing you're learning in your Masters of Legal Studies program? What's the first thing that comes to mind that you're working on right now?
That's a great question. So I'm in four classes. I'm in private law, property and contract. I'm in the modern regulatory state. I'm in business associations, very common, like 2L class. What else am I in? I'm in legal analysis and communication. I think the most recent thing I've done is I'm doing a memo assignment for like non-lawyers in legal analysis communication. So something that I would give to a client. That's something that I'm like working on right now. I took a quiz yesterday in private law, property and contract. We were talking about gifting and stuff about tort law. So I'm learning a lot of different stuff, man. It's a lot, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's very interesting and specialized, which is something that was different from my undergrad.
And you've spoken about your respect for former Bruin defensive back Darnie Holmes, and he really did lay down the law on the field. And Holmes, now in his rookie year in the NFL, what inspiration and influence has he had on you?
I actually knew Darnay pretty well, actually, before he came to UCLA. I hosted him at Stanford and had somewhat of a relationship with him back then. But just looking at his success here, what he did on the field, what he did with Coach Wintrick and his staff as far as his speed development, it's all motivation. I've seen stuff that he did with Coach Kelly as far as his graduation plan, how he graduated early, and things that he accomplished here. So I'm taking bits and pieces of all of that, you know, making relationships and connections. He got drafted in, what was it, the fourth round? I can't remember what it was. All of that is motivation. He had a great career here, and so I'm hoping I can emulate him and do the same thing.
Yeah, you're about to have a great career here at UCLA. Obi Igbo joining us on the Bruin Insider Show, hanging out with us. My final question for you, Obi, is give us a snapshot of a day in your life right now during fall camp.
I'm waking up every day, probably around 5:30, 5:45, getting some good breakfast in me, stretching, foam rolling, using my Theragun to kind of do some ready prep before practice. And then we come in and check in. We get COVID tested daily, so I get here early for that. Then I get my clothes, put on my jersey, put on my pads, get taped up, and then we go to practice. And then depending on the day, we either stretch or lift in the weight room. And then from there, I do some recovery in the training room, whether that's, you know, stretching or contrast bathing, hot and cold, trigger point, whatever it is I need to do for recovery. So then that's over. Football's over for the time being. And then I go have class, depending on the day. And I'm in law school for, you know, I have a class every day at 3:30. So like stuff that happens in the middle of the day for class, I kind of take my schoolwork during the middle of the day. And then we'll come back in the late afternoon towards the evening. We'll have walkthrough and meetings again. And then from there, some days I have class directly after the meeting. So like, or excuse me, the walkthrough. So like, for example, the walkthrough will end and like I'll go straight from the walkthrough to class in law school.
Wow.
And I'll have class up until kind of the late evening, like 9 o'clock, 9:30-ish. And then from then I get some food and I go to bed because I got to wake up again. So that's kind of like how my day goes most days.
Obi, you are dominating on the field and in the classroom. Thanks so much for spending a couple minutes with us here on the Bruin Insider Show.
No, thank you so much for having me, Brian. I appreciate you.
As busy as Obi's schedule, I don't know if he has time to brush his teeth, but one final thing here is just him describing his parents and making a life better for the children, him being a part of that, and how adversity was secondary coming from third world countries and making it all possible to lead a better life, and what an inspiration that family is. Coming up on the other side, we'll discuss this interview with Obi Igbo plus UCLA Rewind, our next installment. We'll discuss that on the other side.
Feel Good Banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together.
Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on Van Nuys.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, Obi Ebo, UCLA defensive back, formerly of Stanford, just joined us on the Bruin Insider Show. As welcome back in Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback. And Wayne, we're listening and taking in that conversation with Obi and listening to the kind of classes he's taking, private law, gifting, stuff about tort law. I have no idea what he's talking about, but I know we all are just amazed at what this guy is doing on the field and certainly off as well.
So here's what's fun. In all my years of covering UCLA sports, the athletes we come across, okay, whether it's, a volleyball player, which was a great interview as well, and the players that we have that go through this institution are just amazing. But one of the things I was thinking about and listening to the interview with Obi is I love his story. You know, I'm a social studies teacher, you guys, when I'm not doing this. And I love the Constitution, and I love the idea that the line that says the pursuit of happiness. I always try to teach the kids that when it says pursuit, you guys, it's not a gift of happiness. You have to go get it. You have to chase it down. And I think sometimes whether it's athletes or other people keep wanting people to give them stuff. And listening to that interview, here's a young man that not only his parents – but what they instilled in him, he is taking every bit of advantage of every opportunity he gets. He graduated from Stanford, and now he's going to get his law degree from UCLA. That's not a player that's been exploited. That's a player that's taking full advantage of the opportunity that he has, and he seems like he embraces it and enjoys it. To me, I mean, what a lesson to everybody out there, to every kid listening, to anybody else, just to listen to what his parents went through. And you heard what he said they're doing now. They didn't just come to America and say, hey, help me out. They came to America and worked their butt off and made themselves they turned into professionals. And so did Obi. And so I'm just, after that interview, I already thought I liked him. Now I know I like him. I'm rooting for him on the field. But more importantly, I think off the field, he's going to be just as valuable. And I think that's what we want from our athletes, you guys. So that was a great job. It was a great interview. I mean, obviously, it's not hard to interview a young man like that because, you know, just listening to him talk, you can tell how bright he is. So I'm fired up that this guy's in our locker room because I think it's going to help.
Right there with you, Wayne. He's also got a little bit of a relationship already with Brian Norwood. When Norwood was at Baylor, he recruited Ebo to play there. Ultimately, he chooses Stanford. Of course, he also said he's got several pages of notes on all these other Pac-12 receivers from staying in the conference. Wayne, we've got other ways that we can listen to you this week. We've got Josh Lewin's podcast, UCLA Seasons. That's the 1993 season this year. You're on that, recounting the team that made the Rose Bowl. And then UCLA Football Rewind is a fun one coming up Saturday, 10 a.m. on AM 570. It's last year up on the Palouse, the highest scoring Pac-12 game. I'm sure you guys had a lot of fun going back and looking at this one. So many moments. Can you pick a favorite moment from that game? A touchdown? Was it seeing the look on Gardner Minshew's face at the end of the game when UCLA came back?
Demetric Felton. That was a big game for him. He had a kickoff return. Yep. He had a long touchdown. Almost broke my longest touchdown to J.J. Stokes of 95. I think he went 94. It was a great game. And by the way, to all my teammates of that 93 team, I wish I could go back and do more with Josh Lewin and give everybody on that team credit. We had great players on that team. So check them both out.
We got a couple great former UCLA football players with new homes in the NFL. We will discuss that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, hitting the transfer wire and the news wire in the NFL, a couple former Bruin football players, new homes in the NFL. Nate Metters, remember that defensive back? He is now on the practice squad with the Jaguars, and the LA Rams signing Kai Forbath. So the Bruins making their footprints in the NFL known.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time for Kai Forbath to get another job. He was All-American, was the best kicker in the country when he was here at UCLA back in 2009. Had a good run in his professional career starting at Washington, so glad to see him get another opportunity. Also want to mention Chris Barnes continues to impress. He's the leading tackler for the Green Bay Packers. And wanted to pivot real quick, Brian, just to give people an update. Men's basketball, they have some non-conference schedules that we know of so far. So that Wooden Legacy now going to take place in Orlando the 25th and 26th of November. They're going to play Seton Hall and then either Kansas or Boise State. Also looking at home games in December against San Diego and Marquette. And then floating somewhere, someday, to be determined, they will play Kentucky in December as well.
Well, we will hear from Wayne Cook on Saturday, AM 570, Bruin Football Rewind. For producer David Kahn, Damon Dukakis, Stephen Hartzell, Paul Engel, the UCLA Athletics Communication staff. For Wayne, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Go Bruins. You missed any of this show, download the podcast. We'll see you here next week.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.